Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Don't forget to sign up for our free podcast. It's the whole show now, every day, delivered right to your computer for download. And it is at WNYC.org, where you can sign up for our free daily podcast of the Brian Lehrer Show. Maybe you were listening earlier to our segment about emergency preparedness. Well, stow away your inflatable boat and take the batteries out of your flashlights, because right now this is a recession preparedness segment, and we're going to talk about recession-proof jobs. But wait a minute, Brian, you say. A recently released jobs report is optimistic. Didn't the Labor Department just say that the private sector added about 8,000 jobs nationally in March? And yet, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke was not exactly optimistic in his testimony before Congress when he told the Joint Economic Committee yesterday that, quote, recession is possible. So here now to talk about what jobs might ride out this upcoming economic turbulence is John Challenger, CEO of Outplacement Firm, the Outplacement Firm, Challenger, Gray, and Christmas. John, welcome back to WNYC. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
And my compliments on your firm's name, or at least on the combination of last names you've got there. You've got a Mr. Christmas there, I presume, right?
Yeah, our original partners.
Is there such a thing as a recession-proof job?
Well, there's no such thing as a lifetime job anymore. So every place you might work, there's today risk that you could lose your job for no fault reasons, besides performance reasons. But certainly there are areas of the economy that are performing well. It's not as though even in recession that everything goes down at once, or even, you know, every area of the economy stops clicking. So some of the stronger areas of the economy offer the best places for people to try to ride out the recession.
So, listeners, we want to hear about your recession-proof jobs. Call us at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Or post your recession-proof job on our webpage by going to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, 212-433-9692 on the air, WNYC.org on the web. You were quoted in an article on Yahoo Hot Jobs, John, and you talked about a couple of particular areas that you see as bright spots. What are they?
Well, for example, energy. It's a major issue for the global economy. Jobs related to oil and gas, alternative and renewable energy, green-collar jobs, as we've been hearing in the debates, even nuclear, which is likely to be the solution, long-term solution for energy independence. All of those areas provide real opportunity for people who want to be in an industry that's growing.
Can someone make a career change into a recession-proof job without taking a pay cut?
Sure. Most of us are defined by our functional area of expertise, not the industry we work in. So if you are, for example, an accountant, there's no reason that you couldn't switch from, say, a financial services company that's doing poorly, or an automotive manufacturer that's not doesn't have great long-term prospects, to go do accounting work in an energy business. In fact, sometimes you might even get more pay because the industry or the company that you're going to work for is in a much stronger position to attract the best talent.
U.S. News and World Report just published their Best Careers 2008 report, and there's a category of what they call recession-resistant careers, and they are optometrist, clergy, school psychologist, physician's assistant, biomedical equipment technician, locksmith or security system technician, hairstylist, cosmetologist, and higher education administrator. What's your reaction to that list?
Well, it's a great combination of jobs that are hot, you know, or areas of the economy that are really doing well and for one reason or another are going to be very strong in the future. Healthcare, because of the demographics and because of the all of the advances being made, for example, is another area. But it's also jobs that include areas where we're never going to stop needing people who do that. People are always going to need haircuts, and so or hairstyling, and so to be in an area of the economy where the demand is not going to disappear is another safe place to be.
Now, it's interesting to me that I see higher education administrator, but I don't see teacher. I see biomedical equipment technician, but I don't see nurse.
Well, in fact, those areas are also good. They selected certain types of jobs. They had to look for a diverse range of interesting jobs, but certainly the demand for an education in general, the demand for teachers is going to grow. There are a lot of teachers retiring in the public school systems. People are, in fact, working, thinking about going back to school for their entire lives today, so lifelong education makes it a great area.
Let's hear some people's recession-proof jobs. Al in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. What do you do?
Yeah, hi. I'm a super, but at nighttime I do emergency drain cleaning for local bars. So I don't think there'll ever be a recession affecting me. When the toilet overflows, man, you got to call me.
And I think in a recession, people drink more rather than less, don't they? Does drain cleaning, is that different than plumber?
No, I am a plumber by trade, but when you're freelancing, and most of my time is occupied with I have four buildings, and I'm a super of four.
Right.
So right now, I just concentrate on emergency work at night, because then I get in and I get out.
You know, pays to have a strong stomach during a recession, I guess. Al, thanks a lot. Susie in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Susie.
Hey.
So what do you do?
Dog groomer.
Mm-hmm.
In Manhattan, people love their dogs. No matter how poor they are, they're going to get their dogs groomed.
What does a dog groomer actually do to the dog?
Everything. Bathing, trimming, haircuts, nails.
How much can you make being a dog groomer?
I do it independent of a store, and you do really well.
Really well. You want to leave it at really well. You don't want to put any dollars and cents there
per
dog?
I'll say it's more than the average income in Queens.
Which we know from the last segment was about $860. Thank you very much per week. Andrea in Kew Gardens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, I represent doctors and hospitals, and when times get tough, people sue.
Oh, you're a lawyer.
I'm a lawyer, and as a plaintiff's attorney said to me, he figures that it prevents revolution.
John Challenger, is lawyer generally considered a recession-proof job?
Sure. I mean, think how much demand there is right now with the housing crisis, for foreclosure and bankruptcy attorneys. That's something you hear about even in really bad recessions. And housing certainly credit mortgages are in that state right now.
The challenge for people coming out of law school is to find a job you don't hate.
Well, that's right. A lot of lawyers, go right through law school into their first jobs, and I see a lot of them in their 30s who are kind of saying, is this really what I want to do?
Jeffrey in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. What's your recession-proof job?
Well, I've been repairing antique fountain pen for 20 years, and they keep on coming, so I keep on repairing them.
Really? There are enough antique fountain pen repair requests for a full-time job?
Yes. And then the other thing I do is I run a program to teach alternative photographic processes, 19th century processes, and there's a real resurgence in that, and that just gets more and more popular with digital becoming sort of the new photographic thing.
Do you work at the Fountain Pen Hospital?
No, I do not. I used to repair all their pens, but I don't work. I don't do their pens.
So you're in private practice?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. Let's see. Here's a question from Tony in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hi, Tony.
Hi. How are you doing? I'm a freelance designer and artist, and one of my big clients are liquor companies. And I wonder if a recession-proof industry would be the spirits business, since as the economy turns downward, people are probably going to continue drinking.
Right. I was saying before that I think drinking actually goes up during a recession. Do you know if that's statistically true, John? Have you ever looked into that?
Well, people certainly claim that in recessions people gamble and they drink more and they smoke more, and all the vices means more jobs.
You know what I did hear? That Burger King is experiencing better business than they had a year or two ago, and says that in general, during recessions, fast food sales actually go up because people still eat out, but they downgrade their restaurant choices.
Well, that's a similar phenomenon to the retailers, that middle retailers, department stores are struggling, but the low-cost discount retailers are doing well because people are moving into those stores to try to manage the fact that it costs more to put gas in your car and heat your home and pay your mortgage.
So that's the hidden cost of recession. You drink more, you smoke more, you eat more trans fats. Diane in Plainfield, you're on WNYC. Hi, Diane.
Hi, good morning. I think I have a recession-proof job. I'm a pastoral associate and a director of religious education in a Catholic school and a Catholic church. So, you know, God is always there. He, you know, he takes care of his own. So I really think that, you know, given the fact that he is, there I am.
And they don't, if you go into the clergy, they don't pay you much, but they give you a house, right?
Not for me, but exactly.
Thank you very much. Real quick, are there jobs you don't want to be in right now, John Challenger? I mean, we're in a housing bubble, so it's probably, I mean, a housing bust. Now's not the time to become a realtor.
Right. That's certainly a tough field. You know, mortgage broker, all the people who worked in those mortgage companies, closers and funders and loan specialists, that's a difficult area. Auto workers are, it's not a place not to be, but they don't, the jobs don't pay as well as they used to. They're not as secure. A lot of people have left those jobs. Yeah. So it's a very difficult area. Even residential construction probably, you know, way down.
Freddie in the Bronx, we have 10 seconds for you. You get the last word.
Yeah, I got a recording studio.
And things are good?
Yeah, things are the best of the time. And I think what happens is when things go sour, people want to make art, they want to make music. Right. Kind of same thing with the drinking phenomenon.
You got to suffer if you want to sing the blues, right?
Great art.
Freddie, thank you very much. John Challenger from Challenger Gray and Christmas, thank you very much. We'll continue this series this week with How to Recession Proof Your Job. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.